Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
The crazy part is I don't take anything. I'm off all my meds.
Maybe that's the issue.
What's not shocking to me is all the negative comments I receive. Like just today. I hope you rot in hell. Yeah. I hope someone castrates you.
Okay. You've had this happen with a lot of people that have worked for you. Not only quit you, but just quit life. Quit.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Leah Black, Shane Douglas. Good morning. I was just asking you, because I heard Dr. V in the intro, did you book her for December?
She didn't confirm, but we're trying to get her back.
Okay. I love her.
I know.
She's so fun. Mm-hmm. And very different. I think a very different approach than Dr. Donna, who was here yesterday. I did have a little bit of a breakdown.
I'm shocked.
As I do once in a while,
in
a blue moon.
Yeah.
I was triggered and I did go off for a good, I don't know how many times I used the F word, but I did go off for a good 10, 15 minutes, Alyssa.
15, yesterday?
15, 20.
Yeah.
On
maybe.
On the radio?
It seemed like 20.
On the radio?
I think it was 18.
Yeah.
I was sweating.
On the radio, yeah.
Yesterday.
We had a little co-parenting dispute.
Oh, I'm so shocked.
Have reframed. I'm feeling better about it today. You know, I'm just, I'm grateful that it only happens, you know, 10 to 20% of the time.
I'm just so happy to be back into all of this. I was going through withdrawals from all these problems.
We get along a good 80, 90% of the time. I should be grateful
That's grateful.
I also reframed and I thought, I'm glad I'm not married to this anymore and I don't have to put up with this 24/7. So I'm reframing and being positive. However, he did get a little upset because, and this I didn't mention this, but this happened, I think, on Sunday. So those of you who don't know, Monroe and I have been working on an album. It's taking a while. There's labor laws and all kinds of things. So we can't be in the studio for too many hours at one time.
An album?
Yes.
What are you reading?
Well,
a children's book?
No, it's basically
it's
basically cover songs of her favorite tunes.
Oh, cute.
So we did not have time to do a Christmas album. So we think that we'll probably drop it in like January, February.
I think we
Valentine's
should be
Day.
Ready by then.
So I'll give you just a sampling.
Okay, Leah. Let's hear it.
Okay.
I'm a PS, but don't try me. I'm a PS, but don't try me.
That's one.
Okay. You're such a good example, Jeff.
And then the next one.
My nurses brings the boys in God. Damn right, it's better than yours. I can teach you, but I have to try.
She's good. She's talented.
She's very talented.
And this is the last one.
My back is aching all too tight. My boobs shaking from left to right. My back is aching, I'm so low. All I know is he got me killed.
I'm so proud. I'm really, I could not be more proud of my daughter.
She's going to be a rapper. Like, she can do it.
I think so. I really do. And she's got the, I mean, she's got the moves, I think.
She's got the attitude.
And the attitude. However, she sold me down the river. She threw me under the bus. She told Daddy, Gage, that she that I taught her a song.
Yeah.
There's a bad word in it. And she said, bitch.
Is that
true? And then, yes. And then Daddy Gage said, but she knows it's a bad word and that she's not supposed to use it except when performing.
Oh, got it.
Otherwise,
with her stage name.
Yeah, she doesn't. She doesn't talk like that normally at school or anything like that.
Yeah, of course not. No.
What's Erica Jane's stage name again? Oh, Erica Jane.
Yeah,
that is her stage name.
What's her name?
I forgot her name.
Erica Girardi.
Oh, Girardi. Oh,
that's true.
Yeah. So we got to think of.
We need a stage name.
But I think
name.
We just do Monroe.
I don't think we even
need a last name.
I love
name.
The one name.
Yeah.
But Daddy Gage told her.
Cher, Madonna.
Beyonce.
Yeah, one word. Yeah.
He said that when you use words like that, you sound dumber.
Wait, who says that?
Daddy Gage told her that.
Wow.
And I said, well, Daddy Jeff must be a real dumbass.
He's a petty ass bitch.
Yeah, because he uses those words all the time.
A lot.
Yeah, I guess I'm not that smart.
You don't sound that smart.
So anyway, yes, I'm reframing. I'm kind of into Target right now. Have you been to Target?
like twice in my life, and it was a really long time ago. I did go to the one in Woodland Hills with Brendan one day.
We went to Doug's Target, which is on La Brea and Sunset, and I've been twice.
Oh yeah, I know. I've been to that one.
It's a wonderful, except for the guy stealing the orange juice and the coffee. And
oh, that's
coffee.
Right. I heard about that.
It's actually a great experience. Yeah. It's a newer Target. It's nice. I go at 10:15, 10:30.
It's expensive compared to Walmart.
Oh, I've never been to Walmart. Do we have a Walmart around here?
I don't know.
In Burbank.
Where's Doug's Walmart?
I don't think Doug has a Walmart. We don't really have one.
I think Walmart's cheaper. That's why I prefer Walmart.
They just redid this Target. They just
it's
opened
so nice.
Oh, no. Especially the big ones. What are they called? The supersized ones?
Superstore?
They have everything.
Supercenter? Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, it is such a wonderful experience. We get our coffee. We figured out where the baskets are. We take the basket. We go up and down the aisles. I mean, I've bought batteries. We're buying food.
Like
we're buying Christmas ornaments.
The ceilings are really
it's
high
so
there.
Fun.
And I love high ceilings.
I love high ceilings. It's so airy.
Too. Yeah, it makes it just more like not claustrophobic.
Yeah.
Have you gone to the machine to scan the price just to check the price to see?
I did.
No, and
we
I don't do the self-checkout. I can't do that. It's
I can't
too frustrating.
Do that either. I don't know how. I'd be afraid they'd get arresting me like, oh, she charged something the wrong way, and then they collect me in the hospital, go out to the car. And
you yeah, no,
like
no.
There's a little camera on you. You could see a screen, and you can watch yourself as you're checking out. You might like it.
I want to be doing manual labor. If I'm going to go to a store, the least they can do is wait on me and collect the money, right?
We went up and down.
I mean, I'd do it if it was my job, but yeah. Oh, I like doing
but
that.
But you know what? You find things that you actually do need.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going up and down the aisles. I'm like, I need more Christmas ornaments. I buy
of
Christmas ornaments.
You do.
We bought 100.
You know what I need? We bought how many?
100.
I bought 100 of them.
That's the problem with going there.
4 boxes of 25,
there.
I think, right?
I think we bought 6
you
boxes.
You buy stuff you don't need.
I think I bought 150.
150.
You know what my feeling was? Whatever I don't use, I was going to give away.
Well, plus, if you get a 10-foot tree, it's going to soak up all of them.
Oh, you need more than 10 feet. Never get a foot. You have to get at least 14-foot tree. You don't want a 10-foot tree.
Well, how high am I? What if you have like an 8-foot ceiling?
You don't need an 8-foot
ceiling.
You
don't want a 10-foot tree.
You want a 14-foot tree.
I think I do have 14-foot ceilings.
I used to have a 20-foot tree in Miami when I'm there. I'm the ballroom.
Oh, my God.
But I like a big tree. And I have. They had to put the big, you know, the staffles up, you know, like
scaffolding?
To building. Yeah, to do it, the top part of
we're
it.
We're only 14 feet in my ballroom.
Oh, you're 14?
So
well,
I probably
then,
want to do a 12.
Yeah,
a 12.
So I have the scaffolding
with
coming
something
next
a foot and a half on top, the topper.
Right. Yeah. So the other thing, too, that was genius is that, you know what? I knew I ran out of ornament hooks, and they had them right there.
Oh, you have them right there.
And then I found for $15 this beautiful little ceramic green Christmas tree with lights. I put it in Monroe's room. She loves it.
Oh,
I had
yeah,
it on the whole night last night.
You know, you're going to
$15.
Become, yeah, because everything's so cheap, you feel like you need it. Have you been to the dollar store yet?
No.
That's the best. The dollar store. Oh, my God. When you go and your basket's overflowing and they go, $27, please. I'm like,
well, we did have 2 baskets at Target.
The dollar store.
And they were overflowing.
We stole the employee cart. And they were like, you can't use that. And I was like, well, I didn't find a regular cart. And I needed it.
Wait, which cart were you using?
Well,
not a regular cart, but
cart.
It was like one that
oh,
they
the
used
oversized.
To stock things.
Oh,
I needed a bigger cart, so I took the employee cart. And then that was a no-no, I guess, at Target.
You can hit the dollar store and Target because the dollar store is one block over and Target's one block over.
And then
one
the 99-cent store, mm-hmm. too. I just love that one, too. But the best one's the dollar store.
I got to take you to Target after this.
Okay, let's go.
We need more batteries, actually, because I need more batteries for the first.
I know right where they are.
Aisle 7. People are going to be coming up to you saying, do you work here, sir? You know, you seem to know where everything is.
And they're very helpful. I said,
they
where's
are.
The Disney Magic Castle? Yeah. He's like, 22A.
Oh, really?
I mean, they're so helpful. Okay, they know, and it's not like Home Depot. They actually know where the fuck they're going.
Yeah, Home Depot's, that's
I just, it's a wonderful experience. I actually want to go back today.
Are you getting a commission off of Target sales?
No, but I also, I do, here's the thing, though. I have a system. So I park on La Brea right by the staircase.
Yep, I know where we're talking
I park
about.
Right there. Yep. I go right up the stairs. Yep. And I did find a used condom, however, on the stairs.
Oh, how disgusting.
And I had to take a picture of it. Because I thought, finally,
did.
Doug lost his virginity. But I don't know.
So, isn't there some other store right around there too in that Target? Is
it's a
Center?
Best Buy?
Yeah,
a big Best Buy.
That I've been to that one. I've been there twice. Yeah,
the Best Buy.
No, to the Target there.
Oh, so you've been to Target?
I told you I've been to Target. Been
you said
the
twice in your life. Those are the 2 times.
Here, the one here. I'm talking in L.A. I've been to the one near my house probably another 2 times in Miami. I don't like Target. I think they're overpriced.
But they have Starbucks inside Target.
It's
now.
So great,
true.
And you don't have to pay. All you have to do is you could just walk away.
Oh, you mean like with the orange juice and the...
Yeah,
that. If I
don't need
that,
to pay.
I'd probably get arrested.
Speaking of which, I want to hit theory before we go to New York. So I feel like first I thought I need to get there before Friday, the black, you know, Black Friday sale, because there'll be no inventory.
There won't be.
But now I want to beat the looters. So for me, like, I want to get there today before Theory on Melrose gets looted.
What do they have at Theory? Have I been there?
Well, they fit me. Theory, what's nice about Theory is it fits me well. It fits my my moobs and my wagon. So
your what? What is it? Fits your what?
I have a larger wagon, like a booty. So
a butt? What the hell is this lingo?
It's called
again?
A wagon because it's so large, you have to pull it behind you.
I thought you were thinking of getting a cover for something for your house. Like
no, cover. I want to cover my wagon.
Oh, my God. I was thinking like one of those roller carts at your house that you cart things around when you do construction and stuff, like a cover for that.
Well, that's what he's doing. He's just doing it with his butt.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and by the way, speaking of butt, I want to thank the person that said that my breath probably smells like a can of Bounce That Ass.
Well, where'd that come from?
I don't know.
What is it with this language anymore? Can't people just be normal?
What does that mean to you?
I don't know.
Okay, so my breath smells like a can of Bounce That Ass.
Bounce That Ass. I don't know. Someone bounced
it sounds like
their...
a gay reference of some kind.
Of course. Oh. They have their whole dictionary going over there in the gay world.
God, those gays.
I mean, they're out of control with those words over there.
I think they're implying your mouth smells like... ass.
Oh, is that what they're saying?
Yes.
That's disgusting.
Leave it to Jameson to know all that gay lingo. He'll be writing a song about it next.
That Monroe will sing, perform. That could be her.
We're working on the contract.
That could be her single.
The breakout.
Bounce That Ass.
Can of Bounce That Ass.
Album title, everything.
Yeah.
So you're wearing, I noticed all your jewelry today.
Yeah, I hardly wear any jewelry anymore.
I'm sorry to hear that you flew commercial on Friday.
I know, it was really rough.
Trash.
So now what happens, now what kind of jewelry do you wear on a commercial flight versus a private flight? Does that affect your outfits?
Well, it affects what I would bring because I can only bring what I would fit in my purse because they never let my jewelry get, separated from me like in an overhead container or something.
Right.
Whereas on a private, I might have it in an overhead, I'd have it maybe in a carry-on.
So what would you bring if you were flying private? So the next time when you come in for Christmas,
for summer,
you'll be bringing the G5.
No, I G4. Wouldn't do that. No, I would only do that in the summer with dogs.
Okay.
Yeah, with the four dogs.
So what?
And the
so
whole
you
thing.
Would have different jewelry on today then?
Yeah, but I've locked up most of my jewelry now because of all the thugs out there.
Oh, the criminal mobs.
Yeah, so I only kind of carry what I can wear.
Yes.
And that's it.
Since, by the way, if you at all are interested, if you want to start your Christmas shopping, please grab a flight to California because apparently it's free. Just take what you want.
Oh, yeah. Just
take
have a sledgehammer.
Bring a sledgehammer.
They're probably out of sledgehammers over there at Target.
And there are no consequences.
Yeah.
They do not enforce the law. If you actually are one of the few unlucky people that actually get arrested, you'll be, you probably can get out like an hour later.
Yeah, and if you're a vigilante, that's it. You're done.
Yeah.
You get a hero badge.
So what I would suggest is with this Target, for example, just take your stolen car, put it right by the staircase.
Yeah.
Take the right staircase to the left one. There's a condom there.
Yeah. Take some big tote bags with you.
Yep.
Fill them up and run out.
Someone was saying that if they bring, you were telling me, you worked at Sunglass Hut.
Yeah, if you have a tote bag or a grocery bag.
Oh, they check it.
I know that you're gonna steal from my store if you walk in with a bag.
Oh, really?
How many times would you say people stole from Sunglass Hut?
Oh, every week there was something at least.
Yeah, those are easy to these. Those would be easy
it was
to
real
steal.
Easy.
See, like at Dan Deutsch,
because I love
which
a pair
is my
of
Gucci favorite
sunglasses.
Eyeglass.
Is there a Sunglass Hut over by Target?
Yeah, go to Dan Deutsch. They have the best selections.
Do you have a grocery bag?
They lock everything up over there. Everything's under the counter and locked up.
No problem. I'll just break it with a hammer. I'll walk right out. The security guards won't do anything.
Yeah, that's my favorite because it's all there and you know it's clean. It's not out where everyone's trying it on.
Right.
And then they pull it out for you. I like that kind of service.
If I were to join a criminal mob and loot this weekend, do you have a particular... Because I know the malls I would want to go to. Jameson, do you have a particular mall you'd want to go to?
I'm thinking that Century City Mall is so beautiful.
That is top of my list. I love Century City.
You can't get out of there in a hurry. There's
no way. Get out
you don't need to. You could just walk. Take your time.
All right, take your time.
They don't do anything. Yeah. It's fine.
It's a beautiful mall.
And then you got Rodeo Drive. What's wrong with that? Just like,
you know why?
Really
it's
nice.
Very competitive right now in Rodeo.
Oh, it is to stealing?
If you feel like driving,
yeah,
we could go to Fashion Island Newport Beach. That is a beautiful
Who
mall.
Who the hell's going to go all the way to Newport Beach
to
steal something?
I would.
I wouldn't. I'd just call and order it on
Amazon.
And
it's like an OJ Bronco chase back up to L.A. You
no, they won't
mean?
Chase you. They won't chase you.
Okay. No, they don't care. They're busy. They're busy. They have coffee and donuts. They're busy.
I just personally don't think there's enough police officers
in
on the streets.
You know, we need more and more these days. Honestly, what happened? I think people got cooped up under the COVID thing for so long, and now it's like we're letting all the animals out of the cages, meaning all of us. You know what I mean? Like, we're just all like, oh my God, can't get enough of anything anymore.
Now, by the way, if you're one of the few people that actually pay for your Christmas gifts,
yes,
right? You are having a Black Friday sale at LeahBlackBeauty.com.
Yeah. And you're the first to know, because it's today's Wednesday. It'll all be gone by tonight.
So you don't have a storefront, do you?
I do, but it's a showroom in Miami.
Oh, so you better hurry.
We have big security, though.
Better hurry.
Yeah, you better
hurry and buy it now. So you're doing a three-product bundle.
Yep.
$99, which includes shipping. You are offering the Moisturizing Skin Renewal Exfoliant, the Anti-Aging Face Serum, which is 250 milligrams of CBD.
Yep.
The Daily Face Moisturizer with 150 milligrams of CBD. It's a $234 value. You're offering it for 57% off. You can save $135. Go to LeahBlackBeauty.com, and that includes shipping, right?
Yeah, and slash Jeff, because I wanted to make sure your customers got the first, you know, people that listen to you get the, well, that's all we have.
Unless someone hits the storefront tonight.
Yeah, and then they'll all be gone. They'll
right.
all be gone. Yeah.
So you might want to order right now at LeahBlackBeauty.com before the criminal mobs hit the storefront. $99 including shipping.
It may just be Leah Black.
Slash Jeff, yes.
But it may just be Leah Black. .com. No H on the Leah. But the thing is, for $99, I mean, that's a 3 or 4 month supply with all that CBD and everything. We don't do that. That's just really for the holiday.
All right, so shifting gears. Roy Jr., he's a sophomore, right?
You know, I'm not sure because of COVID how those credits all worked. And if you missed a couple of classes, he would be.
So he might be a freshman still.
No, he might
he's
even
on the
actually,
Jeff Lewis
I think
five-year
he might
program.
Even be a junior because he took some extra stuff over the summer.
He's
and
on
he
the
took
Shane
some extra
3-year
stuff,
plan.
You know, he's like taking 5 classes plus another one from UCLA right
but,
now.
Since. But he wasn't on campus until this last semester.
He wasn't
semester.
On campus. Exactly. Until whenever school started at the end of August. And then, you know, they sent out a letter to all the parents. You have to be vaccinated.
Yeah.
So we're relieved. We're like all relieved. And Roy's a professor there 1 semester a year for his whole life. So everyone's vaccinated. We're so relieved. Damn governor sends out a letter. Oh, no, we're not requiring the vaccinations. You can't require the vaccinations. So then we get there. Now I'm nervous about it because, you know, he goes to the gym every day.
Yeah.
And he's going to have a roommate. Well, the roommate wasn't vaccinated. Oh. But the roommate only lasted 5 days and he moved out. He said he didn't like the school.
Now, have you talked to, because you were going to, talk to Roy Jr. about safe sex?
Oh, we talk about stuff like that
STDs,
all the time.
STDs, condoms, all of that.
I mean, it's just normal conversation around us.
Like, is there any way that you could talk to Shane?
Oh, my God.
Someone needs to talk to Shane about it.
Really?
No. Yes.
Why? Because he's coming off that relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
He's T
had
for
plenty
D.
experience. Oh, my God. Just stop that. I can't with all of that. What is that about? Why is that such acceptable behavior?
It's not.
And conversation.
It's not. That's
today?
Why I told you to talk to Shane.
Oh my
you
God.
Know, I am telling you, like, my grandmother would have washed my mouth out with soap if I said something like that.
I mean, he smells like a can of Bounce
oh
That Ass.
Oh my God.
All right, we're going to take a break. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
We are back with Leah Black and Shane Douglas. Monday, Andrew and Doug will be here, correct? But then a week from Monday, we're going to be in New York, December 5th. We're doing shows the 6th through the 10th. We have it's a BravoCon. It's a Jeff Lewis Live BravoCon. We have Dorinda Medley, Jill Zarin, Andy Cohen, Margaret Josephs, and then Tabitha Coffey.
Five days in New York.
Yep.
Wow.
I'm taking...
Good for you.
We just call her Monroe. We're taking Monroe.
Oh, yeah, of course.
She will not be performing.
Oh, okay.
She has canceled her performances.
Yeah. With the Rockettes.
Well, should I take her to the Rockettes? Because I'm taking her to Aladdin.
Has she been to the Rockettes?
She has not. I have. And
she
would like it.
She's cute.
You think, should we book that too? Because we got Aladdin, Lion King, and then I went to the Rockettes a couple years back, and there was a woman without a hand.
Yeah.
She would love it.
That grabbed my attention the entire time.
All the little girls like the Rockettes. They're really cute. And I've heard...
She loves an amputee, too.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
She loves...
She does.
Well, that's nice. I mean, she's compassionate and empathetic. I wonder where she got that from.
She's not from me, but she's very, very inclusive.
Probably from her Aunt Aaliyah.
I was very proud when we went to Target on Sunday, because I go every other day now.
Yeah.
When we went to Target on Sunday, she wanted the black obstetrician doll, Barbie.
Well, that was sweet.
I was so proud of her.
Proud of her. Me too.
So proud.
Did you give her a little Van Cleef necklace I gave you?
I did give that to her.
Does she like it?
She loves it.
That's
pretty. Thank you, Aunt Leah.
Yeah.
Now she asks you, by the way, she's like, when's Aunt Leah coming back?
Of course she does. There's two gifts in the car for her right now.
Oh, it's on level 4.
Oh, my God.
So if you're all around, just smash my window.
Go to Target and get that thing, that hammer.
It's the blue Hyundai on level 4.
God, I wish. That would be great.
I love that cute little Christmas bow you have the back of your Hyundai.
Thank you. It's faded from the sun.
I know. Thank you, Leah. Thank you so much. The car was a gift from my parents, and when they gave it to me, they put a bow on it.
Oh, that was nice.
And that's the same bow?
It's the same bow.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Yeah.
You know, but sentimental.
You should put some sunscreen on that bow.
Maybe some Leah Black sunscreen.
CBD.
Shane just told me his mom was asking about something.
Yeah, she was like, is the oil in the bundle? Because that's what I really want.
She's listening live, and she doesn't mention anything else about Shane, but she's like, can I get a discount on the oil?
By the way, it's leahblack.com/Jeff. I don't know how you got all that other stuff in there. I think that oil, maybe there is a sale on the oil. There's lots of sales this weekend. Just
so
website.
It's leahblack.com/Jeff for the $99 bundle.
Where you're never going to get a $99 bundle again.
No.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, you do have to pay for this.
Yeah.
You have to pay
for
these
products.
But
the shipping is free, and a second day, you get it in 2 days.
Right, but I mean, you could just go to a Nordstrom.
Oh, I see. Yeah, well, they could go to our showroom in Miami. They'd have to get past security, but you know, we're right on the water there. They could come up on a boat. On a yacht.
Why don't we help
them? Could just
where
break.
Are the exits,
yeah,
exactly?
Yeah, and they could do that. And then can you believe the theft going on?
No.
You know, the whole moral compass of the world the bar has just gotten so low. Mm-hmm. I remember when you never would lie, you never cheat, you never steal. And now it's like a common occurrence. People just lie all the time like there's nothing to it. Like, just lie. I don't like that.
Okay, and then also, I want to clarify, yesterday when I was with Dr. Donna...
If you lied, confess right now.
I didn't lie, but what happened was that I wanted to talk to her about a friend of mine.
Yeah.
And so I had to use fake names. So
oh, God.
I had to use,
that's
Jennifer and
Michael.
And Michael.
Oh, okay.
So when I was explaining to Dr. Donna, and then a lot of you were like, who's Jennifer?
Mm-hmm.
Who's Michael? Is it Shane and Andrew? And then I find myself defending. I'm like, no, it's not them. So I wanted to clarify.
See, one little fib.
I'm not going to say who Mike is.
Okay.
But Jennifer is you.
Oh, as in J-Lo? Oh, thank you so much.
But the reason I say that is because you are a very fun, upbeat, positive person.
Yes.
But I have found.
Yes.
When you are around our mutual friend, Mike.
Yeah.
You will come back negative, and that's not you.
You think Michael is an energy vampire is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay. Well, maybe I get it. Maybe I get, you
and
know,
it takes one to know one. So yeah. I know an energy vampire when I see one.
You know, it's funny because I do kind of take on the mood of people around me a little bit to some degree. That's why when I'm with you, I'm just such a bitch. And
we all are. It happens.
I know. I used to be sweet.
It's contagious. And, you know, Shane used to be like apple pie. And, you know, now he's got a sledgehammer in his back pocket. Yeah. So, well, that's a nice observation. At least you're aware of what's going on around you. That's an eye opener for me right there.
Jill Zarin just said hello to you.
Oh, hi, Jill. How are you? I bought Jill's rug once, and it's really fabulous.
I have the Jill Zarin rug in Monroe's room.
I have it outside, and it's very pretty.
I have one in my house.
Yeah. You do? You have a Jill Zarin rug, too?
A giant 8x10. Yeah.
Wow.
Brendan bought one and he said, oh, you need to get one of these because apparently the dogs can pee on them and you can wipe it up. I'm like, mm-hmm. My dogs don't pee on the carpet. Anyway, you can add that to your advertising if you need it.
No, Leah, I did want to ask you.
What?
You've said on several occasions that you've been known to turn a gay man straight.
Yes.
Were you referring to Roy Black? What exactly are you referring to? Was Roy gay?
Oh, not that I know of. I don't think so.
Because he seems very straight to me.
He's pretty straight.
Like ultra straight.
I do have a lot of really fabulous gay friends. Even my son said one day, Mom, do you have any straight friends? I'm like, I think so. Let me think about it a minute. I like gays. I love their energy. I love their creativity. I like the way they decorate. I like, you know, I like the squabbling amongst them when they get
on. I love the way they cut hair.
Yeah, but you know when they get on
that
little bitchy kind of thing they do when they get all wound up and their panties getting a knot. You know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I think it's so fabulous to watch, just to sit and watch the squabble. I just love it. I think it's energizing.
Well, another thing that the gays really like are the Real Housewives of Orange County. And as you know, last Wednesday, we had a very big show. It was the Vicki Gunvalson, Jeff Lewis reunion show.
Did you make peace?
We did make peace.
Well, good for
you. And we've texted since
then.
Thank you. And I gave her a good psychic, and I gave her a good therapist, Dr. Donna. And I.
Well, come everybody that goes around Jeff needs a therapist when they leave? Anyone notice that? I tried to get her on your show back when you
she wasn't ready.
First
she told
started.
Me. She told me she wasn't
remember,
ready.
I did reach out. As an olive, I did
everybody did.
Yeah, and she wasn't ready. Well, it takes a long time to recover from the abuse from you, Jeff. It's exhausting.
It took her a long time. But I did want to mention. So Tamara and Vicky were coming up, and I was worried that the drive from Orange County, would be 3 hours.
Oh,
so
God.
I had offered a
so
hotel
spend
room.
The night. Nice.
So I booked a room. Just with two double beds at the Pendry. Really nice, you know, that nice new hotel
there
on
right
Sunset.
Yeah, right down the street,
So I didn't expect this,
but I got the bill. Champagne and caviar.
Let me just tell you what Vicky and Tamara ordered.
Oh, good. Let's hear it. Lobster.
Cashews, $10. Wine, $36. Trail mix, $10. Cheese crisps, $43.
Well, we know that Vicky ate that.
I mean, how many cheese crisps do you get for $43? Casa Amigos Reposado, $78.
Oh, that one was for Tamara.
M&M's, $10.
Who eats all that?
In-room dining, $95. Oh. Total of $292.74.
Wow.
Now, I think it's funny.
I do, too.
But she warned me. She's like, we got a few things from the mini bar. I'm like, well, how much did you spend? I'm like, you didn't spend over $1,000, did you? And she's like, no. But I didn't expect M&M's, Casamigos,
I'm
cheese crisps, trail mix, wine,
stuff.
Cashews. I mean, they really enjoyed themselves.
It was two separate. It's like a slumber party. They gotta get all the
goodies.
You know,
I'm surprised because if I would have been there, I would have ordered Dom Perignon and caviar just to show you that I'm worth it.
I mean, they really enjoyed themselves.
Lowered their standards. M&M and cheese crisps. I mean, just to probably keep you from bitching at them.
What they should have done is gone to that Marois upstairs.
Oh my God, I love that place.
That's a great restaurant. Have you been to it?
No.
It's a really good restaurant.
It's at the hotel.
The Pendry upstairs.
Yeah, we went up there. We were there on Monday with the real Dr. Donna D. And we had a little bit of Santa Ana wind. The views were stunning.
From
your house.
From my house,
stunning.
I like the top of the London. Remember, we've been there a few times. Have you been there with me at the top of the London outside? It's a gorgeous view.
Maybe you went there with Michael.
Oh, maybe. I probably went there with my real friends, not my guys that pretend to be nice to me once in a while like you.
Okay. You're so funny. I'm a very consistently nice person to
you. You have been very good to me.
But I should say, like,
we have had a few quabbles.
A few quibbles.
But
I should say,
because I'm right on principle.
I don't want to spend a lot of time on this.
Yes.
But I'm not always the nicest, easiest person to deal with. But I do want to say that I'm very thankful for the people that work on this show, for the people that co-host this show, like you, Alyssa. I'm not looking at you, but like you, Alyssa, like you, Jameson, like you, Shane.
Yeah.
I understand I'm not always so easy to deal with, but I'm grateful.
Well, and they know it because you're actually very good and you have a really big heart and you're extremely generous. And I've always said that about you. And I think the issue with you is you're somewhat misunderstood until people get to know you. And then once they get to know you, they love you for being misunderstood, flipping out, and being crazy.
I'm, you know, I tend to be emotional. Sometimes I should probably take a beat before I speak, and I don't.
Yeah, but then you would be boring. We like that.
And then I feel, and then I beat myself up with guilt.
Yeah,
like,
and then you overcompensate,
Jameson.
What did he do?
I really still feel bad about it.
What did he do to you, Jameson?
You don't even want to know. We don't want to bring it up.
Well, then I think you have to overcompensate.
I am. I've told him I'm going to buy him a new. I didn't gay. I verbally gay bashed. Verbally.
Oh, we can't have that.
But I told him I'd buy him a new Hyundai because you saw how old that Hyundai is.
But it's cute. I liked it. It looked comfy. It did. It looked like
it
had good energy.
It looked loved.
It looks loved. It looks loved.
It does.
It looks like you're kind of loving it. You know, I have a car that he complains about because it's like 15 or 20 years old. He gets mad if he sees me driving it. But I like the car. I like the energy of the car. I know where everything is. Nothing's electric. It's all manual. It's easy to use.
It's just not very sexy is all I have to say.
Oh my God. Since when do I need to be sexy? Who am I going to be sexy for?
If you're going to continue to turn gay men straight,
then I'm going to have to get more sexy.
You need to get rid of that 15-year-old Mercedes minivan.
Yes, right. I can pick up six guys in that one. It seats a lot. Seats
just six gays in the back.
Six gays. Oh my God, Leah Black.
Oh, we do have fun, don't we?
Okay, so what? I do want to do a little bit of news, Shanae. And I think it's something that I wanted to ask Leah. So cold weather?
Yeah, so there's a syndrome that they're talking about called winter vagina. And cold weather, there's no,
God.
It can just dry you up down there.
Buy the LeahBlack.com to go get the oil and go get the renewal cream.
Can you put... Honestly, can you put the oil in your winter vagina?
Yes, you can, and you could put all the CBD.
What about a winter willy?
All the CBD. Oh, my God. Now you're going to get into that whole sex thing again.
I am not. No, it's just us. You can put that oil anywhere.
Well, it's a CBD oil. It actually has a lot of great properties to it. Yes, I guess you could.
Okay, so
if you are inclined, but do it yourself. Don't go ask somebody to do it for you.
But that's not... Well, that takes the fun out of it. Now, what about... But the winter bundle that does not, your Black Friday bundle does not include the oil.
It does have the moisturizer, though.
It's the moisturizing
and
skin
the serum,
renewal. Well,
I don't,
exfoliant.
Definitely don't use the exfoliant there.
But the moisturizer, 150 milligrams. Yeah. Can you use that on your winter vagina?
You really could. I guess you could if you were inclined. Sure.
Okay. Well, that's good news. Just go to LeahBlack.com.
Jeff.
For $99, what else do you want? A partridge in a pear tree?
Okay, so we were also talking, you and I were talking about, we were reading yesterday with Eddie, what is his, Redmayne?
Yeah. Oh, I like Eddie him. Redmayne. He's a great actor.
Well, he's apologizing.
For what?
He was in The Danish Girl in 2015.
Yeah.
And it's the story about a trans woman, and he's obviously a cis man, and he says that he kind of regrets taking that role. He wouldn't have done it if he was offered it today.
Wait,
it was a good film, but it was a mistake.
What's a cis man?
So he was born a man, and he identifies as
a
man.
Who, Eddie?
Yes.
The real guy in real life?
She's confused. I think she's
confused.
Wait,
I'm confused.
Yeah.
That actor was born a man.
Yes.
But he's still a man.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
That's what cis means. Cis means you identify as you were born.
Well, why wouldn't you? I do not understand this. What are you talking about?
Transgender people are not.
So I'm a cis woman?
Yes.
Yes.
You know, because you're not trans.
You're not trans. If you were trans, you wouldn't be cis. It's
I'd
the opposite.
Why can't you just be a woman?
Why, I don't
she is.
Get it. Well, it's just too
it's
much
giving
for
visibility
me.
To people.
Everyone is created equal, and everyone should have the equal rights. And they can call themselves whatever they want, but they really don't need to complicate it this much.
I know. It's hard.
It's not a cis man? I never heard of a cis man.
CIS, that just means you identify as you were born.
Okay, but that's we're getting off subject.
That's it.
He now, he did a movie, and it was a very critically acclaimed movie. He was actually nominated for an Oscar.
I'm not surprised.
Where he played, was it a trans woman?
Correct, a trans woman.
And by the way, he was fantastic in it. Yeah. And it was 2015, so it was almost 7 years ago.
Yeah.
But he's now saying, which I get it. I get what he's saying. Like,
what's he saying?
Today, it probably would be more controversial for him to accept that role.
Why?
Okay. Because there's a lot of activist groups out there
that think they should put a real trans person.
Right. Yes.
To give them the acting opportunity.
Yes.
There are fewer roles for a trans person.
This is where I kind of disagree with being politically correct. I think the job goes to the person the most qualified and the most talented to do it, regardless of color, sex, gender, all of it. You know, I don't like that. Well, I have to have you because I have to be politically correct. I have to have you because you have the most talent for the job.
But can't you understand that if, say, there were people in, brought in to audition, that maybe most likely a cisgendered man would most likely have more of an ability to be in that room, whereas trans people may not even have the opportunity to be in that room audition.
If they were both equally talented, then I would go with the authentic one. But if one had more talent than the other, I'd go with the talent.
I agree with you. Or we talked about this before, Jameson. You know, if I'm a producer or I have a production company or I'm the network, I may want a name. I may want a name.
That's true, too.
It's about giving the ability
you feel
to
that
audition.
You feel you want to give a job to that, write in a role for them and do that.
They did.
But
this is a trans role, so that's the whole point.
So
write in another
part.
I agree.
In the movie. Don't diminish the greatest actor in the world, for example.
He's got trans friends.
Because, yeah, have
trans
some
friends
in the movie
and bring in some real trans.
And bring in some trans, yeah.
But, all right, problem solved.
But why are we directing these big movies? I'm going to be running
Paramount. Because it'll be all cisgender people.
But when a big Hollywood actor says, hey.
We've already solved the problem, Jameson. We're moving on.
No, I get Jameson's point. I just think you get rewarded for your talent and your skill set, not because of your color, your gender, or anything else. That's just old-fashioned me.
But this is what I would not apologize and say that I regret taking the role. What I would say is, this was 7 years ago.
Right.
It was a different time. The climate is different today. At that time, he did a fucking great job. And by the way, he was nominated for an Oscar, which probably increased his quote. It probably get him a lot of opportunities.
And a big
I would not apologize.
And by the way, the big name is what brought the audience to the show.
Exactly.
So I wouldn't apologize.
Yeah, because he was already an Oscar winner.
Exactly. I wouldn't apologize. I'd say, listen, you come in an audition, and if you're better than me, I will send you a bottle of champagne and congratulate you on the role.
I would say, fuck off. I was the best person for the role at the time. And I got nominated for an Oscar.
And by the way,
I wouldn't be apologizing.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But I understand.
I understand.
Today, he was offered the same role. Today.
Yeah.
Maybe he wouldn't take that role.
Maybe.
Right?
But I think it'd be a mistake.
This was 7 years ago. Why are we apologizing for what he did 7 years ago?
Why are we apologizing all the time for everything anyway?
But I don't
know. It's like all the time, every day.
Because we're just trying to be better.
We're trying to be better people.
Can I say one more thing about it?
Eddie
might have been the best actor in the room.
Right.
But by him saying, hey, we should be more inclusive of people, that sends a message to other people saying, let's not just have
Eddie
Redmayne
audition
in the room.
Let everybody in the room.
Thank you. Let everyone
in
the room. Let them all audition.
We're not saying, Lee and I are not saying,
let them all in the room.
Just only let the cis men in because we don't want any trans on our movies.
I agree.
I mean, we're not saying that.
No, you're not. But by him saying that, it sends a message saying, let's be more inclusive in the audition process.
Well, that was go back to winter vagina, please.
That oil and
symptoms
put it in
are
there.
Discomfort during sex, increased UTIs.
That's what I have right now with
what
this conversation.
What is that?
Winter vagina.
It does what? Say that again.
You can have discomfort during sex. You can have a lot of more UTIs.
Well, I have to be honest, I've never heard of it, but there's so much.
I think it's because you're dry, right? From the winter weather.
There's so much new stuff coming out, like winter vagina.
Just start drink a lot of water. Get yourself.
Drink a lot of water. Get yourself some Leah Black Beauty products. So, again, you can use the Renewal Moisture Cream on your vagina and your testicles and your anus. I'm asking.
Of course you can.
I have a dry taint.
Oh, my God. That word alone.
Your mom is listening live, Shane.
Shout out, Mom. I was joking.
That's why she wants the oil. That's why she's trying to get
It's a Christmas. It's a stocking stuffer for Shane.
Exactly. I think it's on sale, too.
Let's clarify not to put any Leah Black products in the vagina, just on.
Around.
Oh, good.
Let's be careful.
Honestly, that is so sweet of your mom to do that for you.
She knows I love it.
Oh, my gosh.
The oil. I love the oil.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's too much anymore in the world. We need the static and the noise everywhere in every direction.
she's talking to me.
So we were talking about the Nordstrom burglary,
yeah,
at the Grove, which I think it was 20 people.
Yeah.
Was it 20 people? Mm-hmm. And then they broke the windows. It was like 10:40 p.m. on Monday. They
broke 20 people went in at the same time.
They're organized mobs.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Smash and grab.
Yeah.
They learned it from January 6th.
There's, Well, then they also hit them up north.
That was the one in San Francisco. Roy thought it was the San Francisco one. I did not know it was the one here. You know, it makes you nervous not to want to go in anywhere where you, like, I always look for the exits. I always
me
notice
too.
If anyone's following me. I'm that always pay attention. You should. Especially like
unless I'm in West Hollywood.
In your street. Yeah, you're hoping they're following you. You know, trolling.
Slow.
You know what? Is there a bumper sticker? You could get one of those bumper stickers for that song that you sang at that thing he did.
Troll,
you know?
T for D?
Yeah, but trolling for, and you could
we should go out on T for D today.
On there. Oh my God. He was really funny. I mean, somebody sent me the clip. I watched it and then I had to watch it again. I'm like, is that him? Are those people on Jeff's show in the background? And then I got it. You were doing stand up at his gig. It was hilarious.
Oh, he did a live performance.
It was fabulous.
He was so good.
He could be a comedian. Don't even.
It's honestly, it's what's made him famous. Mm-hmm. Of all the things to make you famous.
Yeah. Alyssa's going to be a pop star and they're going to write jingles and he's going to do stand up comedy. And then what?
Now, also, Leah, I want to know how you feel about this.
Okay.
The Colorado State Board drops the term sex offender, calling it a negative label.
What's wrong with people? If you're a sex offender, you're a sex offender. Well, like, if you're a sex offender, you are. It is negative.
It was a 10-6 vote. They've decided to say now, instead of sex offender, adults who commit sexual offenses.
Well, okay,
which
fine.
Is the same
say
fucking
that.
Thing.
Say that. If it makes you feel better, add some words. Aren't you intellect? You boy, these intellects on these boards making these decisions.
Well,
what would we do without
them? I know. Let's just focus on. I'm worried about the sex offenders' feelings, not the victims. I'm worried about.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I want to reduce their accountability. So
I think they should put a tattoo on their forehead and then castrate them. But anyway.
You know what?
I'm
you
not
and I have a
sensitive.
Very similar approach. I think if you are a repeat sex offender,
yep.
I have recommended chemical castration.
I'm saying. Of course. Get rid of the drive.
I'm not barbaric.
Get
I'm not saying
the
cut
drive.
Their balls off.
Get rid of the drive. Get rid of the sex drive, and that's it.
I didn't think about a
and
tattoo.
And then you can join, and then you can join in the general society without being a threat. Otherwise, you got to be locked up. Well, you get a choice. You can be locked up, or you can have all of your whatever urges suppressed.
Honestly, I have been so horny since taking that testosterone.
Oh,
I could use a chemical castration.
Are you taking testosterone?
That's the problem.
Why are you taking testosterone?
Because I was pretty much like a cis woman.
Go back to being.
You had dry vagina.
God.
I had winter vagina.
Yeah, but why? You don't need that. You know what you
I needed? I had very low testosterone.
Okay, let me tell you. You just need a guy that turns you on, and then that'll be the end of it. You don't need that.
Well, everybody does.
If you're dating, if you're
Jameson's
dating somebody
good.
And you're saying, oh, I have to take testosterone because you don't turn me on, well, that's an insult.
No, it was
a lack
thing.
Of energy. It was not sleeping well. It was. It, there's
so, and
a
are
lot
you
of
taking
reasons.
It now?
I take it. Everybody knows that. I've talked about it on the radio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, I could try Leah Black eye cream. Maybe do that instead.
I heard that increases sexual desire.
We have to rename
it.
It's a testosterone cream. You rub it on your
eye cream. Yeah. Eye cream. It's eye cream. That's what that eye cream is that you guys are using it for.
That's what the gays do with it.
All right, let's take calls and then we can end the show and go to Target.
Oh my God. Call in.
We're going to be doing an appearance today. Leah Black, Shane Douglas, myself will be at the
Target
La Brea in Santa Monica at about 10:20.
Yeah, James is going to be doing stand up. Alyssa's going to be singing background. And
we need to make a list at the break.
And
I need disposable razors and I need batteries.
Okay.
Okay.
What kind of batteries?
C batteries from Monroe's Christmas tree, because we're keeping it on all the time. And I need the batteries. We should probably talk about the break.
You could order that all online and have it to you in 2 days.
I just love Target. We're going to go to Target. Just go with it. Go with it. What else are you doing today?
Oh, nothing. I'll go. I can't wait to get there.
All right. We're taking calls. Also, if you are suffering from winter vagina, check out leahblack.com. The Black Friday special, it's $99, which includes shipping. It's the moisturizing skin renewal exfoliant, the anti-aging face serum with 250 milligrams. Of CBD, the daily face moisturizer with 150 milligrams of CBD, all for $99. LeahBlack.com. LeaBlack.com.
LeaBlack.com/Jeff.
LeaBlack. Right.
All right, Lori in Salt Lake City. Good morning.
Lori.
Jeff.
Yes, Lori.
Yesterday, I was trying so hard to not scream through the phone listening to you talk about Gage. Just remember one thing. You have to love your child more than you hate your ex.
You do.
I do. Absolutely. And I always, and I honestly always put her first. And when I feel like that doesn't happen at other homes, I get very upset. So, but
the one thing that I did notice is it seems like these things kind of happen when she gets sick. It's the same thing. Just, I don't want you to think that you're singled out because, you know, it's you and Gage. But when a husband and wife both work and they have a child and the child gets sick, somebody has to drop stuff and you know, take one for the team and stay home with the kid. So,
yes. I offered that, but it wasn't. I didn't have that option, Lori. But I don't want to get into it because I reframed. But thank you. I appreciate your comment. Love you, Lori. Happy Thanksgiving. Nikki in Connecticut, good morning. I have 2 minutes.
Three
minutes.
Hi, good morning. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Well, it's the afternoon here. One thing I just want to say, I hate my fucking ex, and exes suck, but I love my child so much.
Yeah.
So, you know, I feel you. It's hard. And it's never going to be easy. And my mother says they never go away. So there you go. But Leah, I have a question for you. Do you have any skin products that are good for the 11 on your forehead?
The 11, you meaning the, yes, the facial mask where you talk about the little lines. Yeah, put the facial mask on and you leave it on 10, 15 minutes till it dries. And then gently take it off and then follow it with the oil or the moisturizer. But today, I mean, the $99 kit, we just don't ever do that. We're just doing it for basically to thank our customers for buying all year. And because Jeff's one of our favorite people, we're letting his audience know about it first. But yeah, try the non-surgical facelift mask. You'll see a big difference in lifting, toning, firming, tightening, lines, wrinkles, small little fine lines, all of it. You'll see a big difference, but follow it with an oil or a moisturizer.
Every time I use that, Jeff says, oh my God, your skin looks so good.
Yeah, it sloughs off the old cells too, and it gives you that glow that you have, and it opens up the pores and gets out the impurities and helps to shrink the pore size as well.
Thank you very much for calling. And I also just, I want us to be thankful, the Jeff Lewis Live listeners. I mean, really, I want to be thankful for what matters, which is being hot. So,
what are we talking? What's that? What do you mean? Somebody's being hot?
Attractive.
You or who?
You, me,
oh,
Alyssa.
All of us.
What we're thankful
oh,
for.
Jameson. We're thankful for that we're all so hot.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I never knew I was so hot. I'm so fabulous. Thank you so much, Jeff. I'm hot. Isn't that Paris's thing? It's hot. I'm
That's hot.
Hot. That's
How
hot.
Much time do I have time
That's
for another
hot.
Call?
No, one minute.
I only have one
oh,
minute.
Oh, my God.
All right, so can we go now? Because I'm going to go to Target.
Can you just like chill for 50 seconds?
Chill. All right, we'll be back next week on Monday
go
with Doug and Andrew.
Com.
We have Jackie Schimmel on next week. We have Tori Spelling on next week. We have Brandy and Julie on next week.
Oh,
Who's
I
Friday?
Love Brandy and Julie.
Heather, Friday's Jackie.
Yeah.
Heather was Tuesday. You skipped.
Okay.
Yeah. And Julie
got a
Brandy.
Big lineup for next
we love
week.
Julie and Brandy.
And then we head to New York.
And Heather. We love Heather. We love everybody.
Have a great Thanksgiving. We are off tomorrow and Friday. We're back Monday with a
Enjoy
whole new show.
Enjoy your Black Friday special.
LeahBlack.com/Jeff.
Start clean with Clorox because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because.
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.